Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Christians at Philippi. Paul writes this letter while sitting in prison. Poor Paul in chains. Is this any way to treat one who preaches the gospel? Paul says in our text that he is in chains for Christ. He is held prisoner for the sake of Christ and his gospel. Now, Paul is addressing the Philippians. They were kind-hearted Christian people. They had heard of his imprisonment and his plight, and they were concerned about him. But Paul assures them that all this, everything he is enduring, is for the sake of the gospel, for the advance of the gospel. And do not assume that his being in chains means the gospel is not preached. On the contrary, Paul adds, because of his situation, brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more boldly and without fear. The work of the gospel is progressing. The word is being preached fearlessly. God's purposes are being accomplished. But what about Paul? What about his chains? What about his life? It doesn't look very good for him. What about God's promises to Paul? What about God's faithfulness? Let's talk for a moment about God's faithfulness to Paul. Certainly, God's plan for the young man Saul was in place long before the incident on the Damascus Road, but we'll start there. It begins with a call and a promise. Jesus called Saul on the road, interrupting his life. Paul had been living his life for his own sake, and on the road, Saul left his old life behind. For 3 days, he sat in the city of Damascus in darkness. The Lord told a man named Ananias to go and deal with Saul. Ananias, you remember him, he was not so sure about this. He knew who Saul was. But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." Ananias did what the Lord asked him. He laid hands on Saul. Saul regained his sight, and immediately afterward, he was baptized. Christ put his name on Saul and made him his own. Now, this Saul was a sinner. He had been filled with hatred for Jesus and his disciples. He had been persecuting them, but Jesus turned Saul away from that life, and he called him to himself. Jesus gave him his forgiveness, his salvation, a new life. He gave him his Holy Spirit. He gave him the gift of faith. Jesus had gone to the cross to suffer and die for this man, and now he gave him the blessings of the cross and the empty tomb. See God's faithfulness to Saul. See how Saul receives God's gifts. Christ called Saul, renamed Paul, to be his apostle. And in the months and years that followed, Paul proclaimed Christ to the Jews and the Gentiles. He was Christ's servant, his slave. And the Lord poured out the richness of his blessings upon him. Paul had faith in Christ. God blessed him with a great faith. And for this faith, for this Christ, Paul was beaten and scourged and whipped. He was stoned and left for dead. He was shipwrecked 3 times. He experienced hunger and thirst. He experienced rejection and persecution, danger after danger, hardship after hardship. And now, once again, he sits in prison. He may be released from this prison, but we know that eventually Paul will be martyred. He will be decapitated for the sake of Christ and the gospel. See God's faithfulness to Paul. See how Paul receives God's gifts. Christ keeps his promise to Paul. Paul is his chosen instrument for proclamation. He has suffered that the gospel may be advanced. He has suffered for Christ's name even unto death. Is this any way to treat one who preaches the gospel? Lord, what are you doing? How are you dealing with your servant? Your saint, this precious man. Through him, you have uttered some of the most beautiful expressions of your love ever given in human language. You have used this man to speak on your behalf. He has proclaimed the message of your salvation to the nations. Countless thousands of people have been brought to faith in you through the work of this man. God, why did you have him suffer? Why did you have him die like that? You put your name on him. You made him your own. He was your servant. He was faithful to you. Paul was faithful. And Paul had a faithful Lord. Our Lord called him to faith in his name, and he called him to suffer for his name. God is at work through his servant Paul, and in this, Paul rejoices. He holds fast to God's promises. He clings to God's faithfulness. He calls upon God's name, and he proclaims that name, "For me to live is Christ. To die is gain." Paul's life is Christ's life. Christ lives in him. If Paul continues to live in the flesh, it is in Christ. If he goes on to death, better still, then he will be with Christ. In our baptism, Christ puts his name on us, and we are his. He pours out the richness of his blessings upon us. The Holy Spirit calls us, sanctifies us, and keeps us with Christ in the faith. For the sake of Christ and his suffering on the cross, God graciously grants us faith. And along with faith, he graciously grants us to suffer for his sake. We believe and we suffer for his name placed upon us. See God's faithfulness to us. In our sins, we were dead in ourselves. When we were baptized in the name of Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We died with him. who died for us. And in the name of Jesus, we are raised again to life with Him. Living in Christ, we suffer not in ourselves, but in Him, for His sake and to His glory. We have no fear of death now. We have Christ's death as our own. We who bear Christ's name confess with Paul, for us to live is Christ, to die is gain. Life in Christ is believing even through suffering. Death in Christ is living forever with Christ. It is deliverance, freedom, victory, hope, and joy. What a life we live in Christ. What a death we die in Christ. Our God is faithful in Christ and through the cross. For the sake of Christ, He grants faith and He grants suffering. God accomplishes His purposes. He advances His gospel. His servants in the Lord, those upon whom He has placed His name and whom He has called, more boldly proclaim His word. They proclaim it without fear. In Jesus' name, amen.